Are we not constantly harping on certain ideas at the expense of others which are just as important? Does not our preaching contain too much of our own opinions and convictions and too little of Jesus Christ? Jesus invites all those that labor and are heavy laden, and nothing could be so contrary to our best intentions and so fatal to our proclamation as to drive men away from him by forcing upon them man-made dogmas. If we did so, we should make the love of Jesus Christ a laughingstock to Christians and pagans alike. It is no use taking refuge in abstract discussion or trying to make excuses. So let us get back to the Scriptures, to the word and call of Jesus Christ himself. Let us try to get away from the poverty and pettiness of our own little convictions and problems, and seek the wealth and splendor which are vouchsafed to us in Jesus Christ. We propose to tell how Jesus calls us to be his disciples. But is not this to lay another and still heavier burden on men's shoulders? Is this all we can do when the souls and bodies of men are groaning beneath the weight of so many man-made dogmas? If we recall men to the following of Jesus, shall we not be driving a still sharper goad into their already troubled and wounded consciences? Are we to follow the practice which has been all too